A reading from Luke 4:5-8. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
I wasn't going to mention this, but as you were reading, I spotted something that Satan says that looks to be wrong, but I just want to check with you. And he said, For all the kingdoms of the world have been given to me.
I actually personally think that's true. I recognize in the fall account in Genesis chapter 3 that when humans give up the authority to rule, remember we were told to have dominion and rule, and in the humanity is to name the animals. It's a stewardship authority, not to destroy and manipulate. But when we sinned, we gave up that authority to Satan. And I believe that we see that because he's given the title throughout Scripture, the prince of this world, the ruler of the air, the god of this age. So in that aspect, I do believe that Satan has been given that authority. Now, what Jesus has come to do is to destroy the works of the devil, we're told in 1 John. And so he is about to take the authority back and give it to us as his followers to execute authority the way it was meant to be, to give rulership back to us and to for us to be overcomers. And so this is really Satan going toe-to-toe with the King of Kings and the one who's going to be giving the authority back and actually exercising that power. And so where the first temptation was one of provision, this is a temptation of power. Follow my way and I'll shortcut you into rulership.
But Satan is always capable of shading the truth, though. And the only thing I bring up, I love the way you approach that, is he said it has been given to him, and that meant somebody gave it to him. And I think what he is doing, it is about power. And the lie here is, I think, by implication, this is a translation, so I don't know if this is what the original really was about, that God gave it to him.
I don't think God gave it to him.
Oh, I know it didn't, right. But Satan is using that to fool Jesus.
But it was given to him by human beings. That's the whole point of the fall story, is when Satan usurps authority, takes it over, it's not God who gives it to him, even though all authority ultimately flows from God. It's humans who give it up to him. And so Jesus, as the representative God-man, represents humanity again and goes about bringing the authority back to where it really belongs.